This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
House will please come to order. With us today, we're fortunate again to have Larry Cass, who is a lay minister at Southeast Methodist Church here in Pierre, who's going to lead us in a prayer. And then we've got two pages today who are going to lead us in the pledge. We have Emily Muirhead from Presho and Reagan Wender from Pierre.
Let us pray. Lord God, as we come together to do the business of the state, we pray that each House member will make every decision with the good of the state in mind. Guide and direct every person in this building. And Lord, may they all make decisions that will help our state to grow and become a better state. Lord, be with each person as they travel home this week, and may they have safe travels. All these things we ask in your name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good job.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Representative Allers, Anderson, Bartles, Bartling, Beal, Bordeaux, Bruner, Campbell, Carson, Chase, Clark, Consett, Dennard, DeSanto, Duvall, Freimuller, Glanzer, Goodwin, Gosch, Greenfield, Hager, Haugard, Hawley, Heinemann, Holmes, Howard, Hunhoff, Jameson, Jensen, Johns, Johnson, Kaiser, Carr, Kettwig, Lake, Latterell, Lesmeister, Livermont, Lust, Marty, May, McCleary, McPherson, Mills, Otten, Ken Peterson, Sue Peterson, Pischke, Qualm, Rasmussen, Reed, Roden, Ring, Rounds, Rosem, Schaefer, Shanefish, Smith, Soley, Steinhauer, Stevens, Teason, Tolson, Turberville, Wheatsey, Willardson, Wismer, York, Zickman, Speaker Mickelson.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 15th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, G. Mark Mickelson, Chair.
All in favor of the qualm motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion's approved.
Introductions.
I think we've got Dr. Johnson up here in the gallery, right up here. Wave your hand so we know who you are. Dr. Johnson's a medical doctor in Yankton. He is an orthopedic surgeon. He has practiced in Yankton for nearly 26 years. He received his medical degree from the University of South Dakota School of Medicine in 1981. Dr. Johnson is a member of the South Dakota State Medical Association. Dr. Johnson, we appreciate you taking a day out of your life to come take care of us today. Please join me in thanking him. Other introductions. Representative Peterson.
Personal privilege. I'd like to introduce at this time my wife. Yesterday when everybody was introducing their wives, she had to step out to take a phone call. And so I thought I would give her a little extra special attention today by herself. So she's the reason that I'm able to be here. When I got, I wasn't a political person at all, and somebody asked me to consider running for this a couple years ago, and they said, just ask your wife. At the time, we had a year and a half old and another one on the way, and so I didn't know how that conversation would go, and I called her, and the first thing she said was, you can't not do it because of us. That's not a good enough reason. So that's the kind of person that she is. I'm a pretty lucky guy to have her and have her be the mom of my two beautiful children. So please help me in introducing or welcoming my wife, Cindy.
Representative Mills.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege?
Granted.
I had the joy yesterday of introducing my wife, Joy, to the gallery. Today she is joined by our son, Jacob, and his wife, Tara, and their two children, Anna and Max, who are two of the greatest campaigners ever. So please welcome my family.
Welcome. Representative Heineman. Granted.
That's funny. I'm more nervous than I would normally be just talking on a bill. I have the great privilege and humbly want to introduce two people, two loves of my life, actually. My wife, Libby, of 40 years, and my daughter, Kim, who both of them, Dr. Kim, actually another Dr. Heineman, unfortunately, right? But they have allowed me to be able to do this job, both of them, and they've been involved in it, so I really appreciate them being here. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Pischke.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wanted to introduce to the House my girlfriend, Lisa, up here on the balcony. She can stand, please. Lisa lives in Sioux Falls, and for you that are in the House here that are graduates of USD, she's also a graduate of USD, graduated with a health services degree. And those of you who are partial to SDSU, she is almost graduated from there as well with a degree in medical lab scientist. She works in Sioux Falls at the Community Blood Bank, so every day she's saving people's lives, every day, so you really have to commend her on that. And also I want to make point that some of you that know me on more of a personal level know that I've gone through some very dark days in my past in 2014, 2015, and Lisa's been there to walk me through out of that darkness, and my future looks so much brighter now. So I just would hope that you would commend her on putting up with me. So thank you.
Anything else? Representative Qualm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today is Wheat Growers Day at the Capitol. Wheat Growers is an innovative grain and agronomy cooperative with 5,100 member owners and 40 locations in South Dakota and North Dakota. Over the past 2 years, Wheat Growers invested $50 million in updating its location at Kennebec, thanks in large to the South Dakota State Legislature and the Governor's efforts to rehabilitate the railroad from Chamberlain to Presho. They'd like to thank us and the Governor for our leadership. They had a great lunch downstairs, and I think there's a bunch of them right up here.
Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As many of you noticed and participated in today with the tennis shoe suits and sneakers, I have a proclamation signed by the governor. Whereas the Coaches versus Cancer program is a nationwide collaboration between the American Cancer Society and the National Association of Basketball Coaches. Leveraging the personal experiences, community leadership, and professional excellence of coaches nationwide to increase cancer awareness and promote healthy living through year-round awareness efforts, fundraising activities, and advocacy programs. And whereas the American Cancer Society saves lives and leads the fight for a world without cancer in partnership with its nonpartisan advocate affiliate, the American Cancer Society and Cancer Action Network. And whereas more than 4,900 South Dakotans will be newly diagnosed with cancer in 2017. And whereas cancer patients face countless challenges associated with their diagnosis, including physical, emotional, financial, and day-to-day challenges. And whereas since 1993, coaches and their supporters have raised nearly $100 million for the American Cancer Society to help make the American Cancer Society's services and programs available to those who need them the most. And whereas the Coaches versus Cancer Suits and Sneakers Awareness Nationwide effort unites coaches across the country to wear sneakers with their game attire while coaching games during the week of January 23rd, 2017, and encourages lawmakers and others to similarly wear suits and sneakers to raise awareness about the fight against cancer.
And whereas lawmakers have joined together with their fellow lawmakers nationwide, as well as thousands of volunteers for the American Cancer Society and the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network to advocate on behalf of cancer patients, survivors, and caregivers so that one day cancer will be eliminated as a major public health issue. Now, therefore, I, Dennis Dugard, Governor of the State of South Dakota, do hereby proclaim February 3rd, 2017, as Suits and Sneakers Day.
Thank you, Representative Peterson. Any other introductions? Seeing none, we will move on to reports of standing committees.
The Joint Committee on Appropriations respectfully reports that House Bills 1023 and 1062 do pass. David L. Anderson, Chair. The Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bill 1136 do pass. House Bill 1091 do pass as amended. House Bill 1127 do pass as amended. And House Bill 1134 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Larry Roden, Chair. The Committee on Commerce and Energy respectfully reports that House Bill 1045 do pass as amended and House Bill 1060 do pass as amended. Tim Rounds, Chair. The Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that Senate Bill 26 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. House Bill 1096 do pass as amended. House Bill 1100 do pass as amended. And House Bill 1102 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Mike Stevens, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith House Bills 1008, 1016, 1017, 1018, 1019, and 1042, which have passed the Senate without change. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 11, 27, 68, 71, 73, 79, 83, and 86, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions.
House Page Resolution 2. Representative Roden moves that House Page Resolution 2 be adopted.
All in favor of the Roden Resolution adoption? Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The resolution's adopted. Representative Roden, we appreciate you coming up to the front of the body today to lead us in the recognition of the wonderful service the Pages have had. We really appreciate their service. So, and thank you for taking this on.
The House Page Resolution. Resolution expressing the appreciation and gratitude of the House of Representatives of the 92nd Legislature of the State of South Dakota to the Pages for this term. Whereas these Pages have served loyally for the House of Representatives of the 92nd Legislature, and whereas the members of the 92nd House of Representatives express their most sincere appreciation to these young people for their service to the state, and whereas the members extend to these young people their wishes for every success in life, now, therefore, be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the 92nd Legislature of the State of South Dakota that a personal copy of this resolution be duly certified and furnished to each page on this last day of their service. Adopted by the House of Representatives, February 3rd, 2017. G. Mark Mickelson, Speaker of the House, and Arlene Cavislin, Clerk of the House. I would make a personal comment. You people represent the future of our state. And personally, I want to thank you for taking the time to do this. Continue to stay engaged. You reflect well on the House of Representatives, and we thank you. Help me welcome or thank them. Okay. Matthew Bogue. Caleb Brozick. Sarah Herman. Thank you, Sarah. Grace Homer. Wyatt Jorgensen. Hannah Jules. Michael Lindgren. Emily Muirhead. Did I say it right? Very good.
Thank you.
Kayleen Short. Thanks, Kayleen. Brendan Wallstein. Brendan, thanks. Reagan Winder. Winder? Winder?
Thank you.
Once again, your pages. Thank you all.
I didn't know it was from you. I know, it thins out as you get a little older. Yeah. There was more of it, it was taller and it was blonder. Hey,
Arlene, did they tell you we're deferring?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll. Okay, That means we're 4 weeks in. The page has spent 2 weeks with us, so thanks for coming. And next week we'll have help from a different group of pages. Motions and resolutions continued.
Representative Quam moves that HCR 1007 be deferred to Tuesday, February 7th, the 18th legislative day.
All in favor of the rounds motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Quall moves that the reports of the standing committees on Health and Human Services on Senate Bill 48 and House Bill 1044 and House Bill 1084, as found on pages 264 and 265 of the House Journal. Also, Agriculture and Natural Resources on House Bill 1095, as found on page 266 of the House Journal. Also, Transportation on House Bill 1055, as found on page 267 of the House Journal, be adopted.
All in favor of the call motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion's adopted. First reading of House bills. So committees had until today to introduce bills. Yesterday was our deadline as legislators. Today was the committee deadline for an introduction. So I think we ended up at 211 on the House side.
House Bill 1207, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the sale of certain real estate at the South Dakota Development Center. House Bill 1208, an act to provide for the sale of certain surplus real estate at the South Dakota Veterans Home and to provide for the deposit of the proceeds. House Bill 1209, an act to provide for the sale of certain surplus real estate at the Star Academy and to provide for the deposit of the proceeds.
The Speaker assigns House Bill 1204 to the Agriculture Committee. The Speaker assigns House Bills 1205, 1206, 1207, 1208, 1209, and 1210 to House Appropriations, and House Bill 1211 to Judiciary. Second reading of Senate bills, or first reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 71, an act to revise certain provisions for the reinvestment payment program. Senate Bill 73, an act to provide a special tribal veteran license plate for certain motor vehicles. Senate Bill 79, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the display of motorcycle license plates.
The Speaker assigns Senate Bill 11 to Agriculture, Senate Bill 68 to Commerce, Senate Bill 83 to Health, Senate Bill 27 to Judiciary, Senate Bill 86 to Local Government, Senate Bill 71 to State Affairs, and Senate Bill 73 and 79 to Transportation. Consent Calendar.
Senate Bill 62, an act to correct the county boundary description for Mallett County.
Any questions on the consent calendar? Seeing none, the question before the body is final adoption of the consent calendar. Those members in favor shall vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the member shall proceed to vote. I think you can excuse the Otten. Yeah.
Representative Freimuller. Representative Freimuller.
Is she here?
She's out in the hallway.
Thank you. You can just do this.
This or this.
Just go. Go, yes. Tell the clerk. Tell the clerk. Representative Freimuller, you can just tell the clerk.
Freimuller votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Madam Clerk, please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 65 yeas, 5 excused.
The consent calendar, having received the majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Representative Qualm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move we defer the remainder of the calendar till February 6th, the 17th legislative day.
All in favor of the qualm motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Aye.
Motion carries. If there's no objection, the House is going to revert to order of business number 5, reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that House Bills 1025, 1033, and 1049 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 9:03 a.m. February 3, 2017. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared House Bills 1008, 1016, 1017, 1018, 1019, and 1042 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, G. Mark Mickelson, Chair.
So we have 6 House bills that the Senate passed. House and we passed earlier. So House Bill 1008, an act to authorize the Board of Regents to purchase real property on behalf of the South Dakota State University and make an appropriation therefore. The Speaker signs. The Speaker signs House Bill 1016, an act to revise the methodology for calculating the cost of living adjustment for South Dakota retirement system benefits and to revise reporting conditions. The Speaker signs House Bill 1017, an act to revise the definition of compensation for purposes of the South Dakota retirement system. The Speaker signs House Bill 1018, an act to revise the computation of final average compensation for benefits relating to the South Dakota retirement system. The Speaker signs House Bill 1019, an act to revise certain provisions relating to the salary of the Executive Director of the South Dakota retirement system. The Speaker signs House Bill 1042, an act to make an appropriation to reimburse certain healthcare professionals who have complied with the requirements of the Recruitment Assistance Program or the Rural Healthcare Facility Recruitment Assistance Program. I'm required to sign these bills I voted against. The Speaker signs Senate Bill 45, an act to remove an outdated reference from the definition of an accredited prevention or treatment facility. I would think so. Announcements. Representative Stevens.
Judiciary will be meeting Monday at 10 o'clock. We have six bills on the docket.
Representative Johns.
Education will meet Monday at 7:45. We have three bills on the docket.
Very good. Representative Roden.
House State Affairs, 7:45, Monday morning.
Representative Allers.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. Appropriations, 8 a.m. We'll be hearing from Social Services.
Very good. Representative Rounds. That's because they got a kill mic switch up here.
Mr. Speaker, House Commerce will meet Monday morning at 10 a.m. We got a full load of bills to take care of, so if anybody wants to come up and join in the fun, they're welcome to come on up. And I'd also like to wish everybody a good weekend. There's not much going on. You can stay in Pier and enjoy the Super Bowl on Sunday, although the Packers aren't playing. Be a game. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Rounds. Well, any other announcements? We started out this session pretty busy. This week we've kind of caught up, and guess what? We're going to get pretty busy again next week. If you look at our calendar, we've got a lot of bills stacking up. We've got a lot of bills in committee. We ended up with 211 bills, so we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to do, and we're going to work pretty hard. So go back, rest up, go to your Cracker Barrels, and travel safe.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Beal.
I move we adjourn. Second.
All in favor of the Beal motion, signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay?
Yeah.
Motion carries.